8 o'clock in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Pro Football Focus, he is Eric Eager. Good morning to you, Eric.
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well, doing well. Eric, I'm sure you know that you got a lot of people's attention here in Baltimore with the list that was put out of top 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League on Pro Football Focus.
Yeah, that certainly has blown up my Twitter for sure. I'm assuming Lamar's ranking of 10th or so is probably the number one concern.
I guess for me, I mean, you know, the top five, it's tough to argue, even though, I like I said before, I love Josh Allen to do it again. Never in the last 20 years have I seen a quarterback rise up the ranking so much, so big after 1 year. But I'll give you that. But Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield, I can't see them at all.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's as you said, I think the top quarterback is probably indisputable. I think 2 through 4 are probably, you know, you could shuffle those cards any way you want, and people will be okay. I think 5 and 6 are about the same. I think I'd give Josh Allen a little bit of the edge over Dak, but I, you know, if you put Dak 5th, I wouldn't be upset. And then after that, to me, it's you know, 7 through 12, 13, I think are all interchangeable. I mean, with Lamar in that group, he has the most unique skill set for sure. And certainly, I think among those players has the highest ceiling. But, you know, when you look at, you know, some of the passing things with Lamar, like that's where I get a little bit concerned. I certainly would say this, like, I don't think the gap between, you know, for example, I think the gap between 1 and 2 is a lot bigger than the gap between, let's say, 10 and where Matt Ryan sits at 7. So it was, you know, you have to sort of put an order out there. I think Lamar has an opportunity this year with Rashad Bateman, Tylan Wallace, Sammy Watkins, and then Marquise Brown in year 3 to really improve his passing. But, you know, when you look at some of his accuracy numbers, you know, you fine-grained and things like that, like, there are issues there. Now, you get a quarterback that rushes for 2,000 yards 2 straight seasons, like that certainly adds to the luster for him. But that, you know, as a passer, I think, you know, that's kind of where I'm leaning more towards, and that's where, you know, I ended up with him sort of tied with Baker and Kirk.
What about the fact that the Ravens have the worst yards after catch in the NFL for receivers? I mean, if they just had, you know, 10 more yards here per receiver.
Yep.
What if they bounce him up toward the middle? Because I'm looking at the Chiefs are number one, obviously with Mahomes. You got the Chargers with Herbert. I mean, it goes on. Like, those yak yards mean a lot in quarterback's final statistics.
Oh, absolutely. But here's what I'll say. So we chart basically, like, accuracy on sort of a gradient. So you have, like, you know, accuracy plus, which is throwing the ball to a guy's back shoulder when that's necessary. You know, plain old accurate, and then there's a tag we have called catchable but inaccurate. So that, think about, you know, having a guy have it go down for a ball and catch it while he's down. there's a ton of studies. One of the reasons we do this charting is because I showed that, you know, the difference between an accurate pass and a catchable but inaccurate pass is about 1 or 2 yards worth of yak per play. And when you look last season, the only quarterbacks in the NFL that had a higher rate of passes that were catchable but inaccurate, Taysom Hill, C.J. Beathard, Jake Luton, Mitch Trubisky, Dwayne Haskins, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Tua Tagovailoa. So Lamar Jackson sort of right there in that rate where, again, like I agree that like his receivers deserve a great deal of blame for the last 2 years. I mean, the Ravens spent over 2/3 of their dollars on the defensive side of the ball, which I think, you know, shows, you know, was one of the hacks that mm-hmm. Lamar gave them being so inexpensive as the 32nd pick. But, you know, Lamar's probably got to be a little bit more accurate to generate those yards after the catch because they're not completely a wide receiver stat.
Yeah, so basically throwing behind someone instead of hitting them in stride, as we're saying.
Yeah, and we saw this with Josh Allen last season. You know, you can improve accuracy, and he wasn't inaccurate at Louisville. In fact, like I think, you know, he had a lot of drops at Louisville and stuff like that. It's just when you look at it and, you know, the contrast between 2019 and 2020 was pretty big. And the question becomes when Lamar makes the $40 million, you know, that's, I think, the issue with folks have with Cousins, for example, where I think Cousins is a pretty good quarterback. I don't think he's good enough necessarily to make $35 million a year because it makes everything worse. Lamar has been so effective because he doesn't make that much money, and the rest of the team, the defense, can be amazing and sort of play, have him play ahead of the sticks. The question is, when the Ravens pay Lamar $40 million a year, where does that come from? And let's say the defense is a little bit worse, is Lamar good enough as a pure passer to win games when they're down by two scores? He was in the playoffs against Tennessee, and that's kind of, you know, that was a big step for him. But that, I think that question remains, right? Like, that's why, you know, where I would rather have Lamar at what he makes, obviously, than Kirk Cousins at what he makes. But when sort of those things even out, when he, Baker, and Josh Allen get those deals, how do those offenses end up becoming as a result of that?
I guess with Kirk Cousins, I can just change the punctuation and go, you like that? You like that? but no, Eric, in all seriousness, with the way that these lists come out, because I love PFF. I love the fact when they do the top 50 that it's not bait. Like, oh my God, the quarterback's the most important position. Like, Aaron Donald is that much better than everyone else as these lists break down. But people get so up in arms with this. So the criteria for everything, I mean, these aren't your selections. Like, you're not just going based off the eye test. You're using actual math when you break these things down, correct?
Yep, and I'm looking also at things like the point spread. So, you know, we have a way of saying, okay, if you were to take Lamar out and put in somebody else, what would the change in the point spread be? We saw that a little bit last year. We haven't, you know, we've seen it only a few times with Cousins. We haven't seen it with Mayfield, although there's a decent way of estimating that. And that's really where I came. And again, like I said, if you take Matt Ryan off the Falcons, Kirk Cousins off the Vikings, Baker Mayfield off the Cleveland Browns, Lamar Jackson, and then I think Ryan Tannehill sort of in that 11 spot. I think Tannehill's omission probably irritates more people than Lamar's position. If you take all those guys off their team, it's worth about the same to the point spread in the betting market. And that's kind of how I used it. If you take Mahomes off the Chiefs, it's 10 points. You know, it just swings 10 points. You take the other guys off the list, it's more like 4 or 5. And again, that's a significant amount. But that's kind of how I went with it. You know, again, ordinal rankings are sort of like people think the difference between 9 and 10 is the exact same as the difference between 1 and 2, and I'm here to say it's not. I mean, I think those last four guys are in a cluster together, where if you were to put Lamar at 7, I probably would not have been. Obviously, it's not offensive.
I appreciate your honesty in breaking it down, but there's no way in the world I could say Baker Mayfield on this earth is better than Lamar Jackson. That's just I'm sorry. That to me, saying Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins is better than Lamar Jackson kind of discredits the list to me. It really does. Yeah. Those two, there comes a time where you have to know what you're watching. And numbers crunching all you want. I've seen those guys play. And there's no way in the world I would take either one of those guys before. See, it comes down to that to me too. If I'm left with a quarterback and those three were left, there's no way that I would even consider Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield before Lamar Jackson. There's no way I would consider taking them. If those three were left in the draft, I wouldn't even consider. It wouldn't even be those three. Lamar Jackson. I wouldn't even consider the other two.
And I get that, but I like, so Eric, to your point,
I do
how
what
you
he's
guys,
saying though.
Yeah,
yeah.
When the explanation of it and understanding that maybe when you're like, if we put a numerical number near everybody's name and you know. 7 grades out at 80.2 and 8 grades out at 80 and 78, you know, like it, depending on how the system's grayed out. And I understand it because they're looking at things differently. And when he brought in the point spread and
catchable but inaccurate, that makes total sense to me. Because that's the receivers coming back for a ball behind them and not being able to get back in their stride, things like that.
But this isn't Eric, this is something you guys are used to, right? Because you get so much criticism no matter what list you put out from some area. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Lamar's the MVP of the league 2 years ago, right? So, like, obviously, you know, I think what we're saying is I think the Ravens are a team that, you know, play a style of football that's kind of oscillatory, right? Like, I mean, when everything clicks for the Ravens, they can get what they had in 2019. When things aren't quite there, right, or you lose Stanley, your wide receivers regress a little bit, you lose Marshall Yanda to retirement, it's not quite as good, but it's still pretty good. I mean, again, I can understand somebody who says, look, in no universe do I want Kirk Cousins over Lamar. In no universe do I want Baker Mayfield over Lamar. But, like, just just 3 years ago, the Vikings chose Kirk Cousins over what would likely have been Lamar in the draft. And the Cleveland Browns chose Baker Mayfield 31 picks ahead of Lamar. So it's like, and I get that we've seen these guys play, but I would take, like, you know, I hate the Kirk Cousins contract. Like, I think it's one of the worst in football. But if you just look at how the player has played, I mean, he's been, you know, 105 passer rating the last 2 years. I mean, he's had an amazing run there, and he's played. I mean, he's on his fifth offensive coordinator in as many seasons. Like, he's dealt with a decent amount of adversity. He's played really well. Baker is on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. Like, there are aspects of that context that I think put Baker and Kirk Cousins in a better light than I think the average fan believes.
There he is, Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus. Eric, tell people how to get you on social media.
Yeah, I'm at PFF_Eric. Let's talk about this, I guess.
Hey, thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Eric. That's where you focus the hate mail and send it to him. I mean, those guys are used to it because these lists that they put out are always controversial.
If you put on a list, you're going to get hate from the other nine people on the fan base.
I agree with Rob. Like, the eye test tells you, like, Lamar to me is in that top five. But stack them how you want.
But to say those teams 3 years ago took those quarterbacks over Lamar, okay, so now would they take them over Lamar? If they can do it now, would they do it?
No.
So to tell me what they did 3 years ago is irrelevant to me. Would they do it now if they could do it all over again?
I don't know that there's five teams in the league that would take. I think maybe five teams that we could sit here, five quarterbacks you list where teams would go, we wouldn't move our QB for Lamar.
Right.
That's honestly what I believe. And some of those teams are, you know, you can look at the great ones that are in the league. Some of them are just guys that, like Tom Brady, you pass on him, you get him for a year, you know, like.
Yeah, well, 3 years ago they did it. Okay, would they do it now? If you got those guys in a room where you could get them off the record, hey, would you take Kirk Cousins over Lamar? They would probably laugh. They probably couldn't answer you because you couldn't stop laughing.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.